Greetings and welcome to another episode of Better Than Yesterday. The state of the men's self-improvement industry. This is a topic that is currently under much debate, and there are many people beginning to talk about this, and that is actually why I wanted to hop on and give my thoughts. Now, the original idea that I had behind this video is that being someone who is very passionate about self-improvement myself and, you know, running Better Than Yesterday, a self-improvement channel and podcast for the last 3 years, I tend to watch a lot of self-improvement content. And, you know, guys like who are at the top of the game, like Hamza and First Man, are guys that I've looked up to for many years, have been quite influential in my journey as a young man. And I often get recommended, especially the last few weeks, I get recommended these videos of people saying, the end of Hamza, or why I don't trust Hamza anymore. And I've heard similar things about First Man, and, you know, First Man is a scammer, and why you shouldn't listen to X, Y, and Z, you know, popular self-improvement, men's self-improvement YouTuber. And this is a pattern that I've started to notice is happening more and more, and more people are making these kind of videos and actually blowing up and getting a lot of traction to their videos from people who are maybe starting to also doubt the words of Hamza and maybe First Man and other men's self-improvement YouTubers. But what I think is currently happening is that there is a mutiny going on. Now, just a couple of years ago, we saw Andrew Tate sort of change the scape of men's self-improvement almost forever. With how mainstream things became. I know I've been into this space for so long. You know, in high school, I was one of those guys who was so shy. I needed the space, and thankfully it was there for me. There was a lot of guys who have been around on YouTube, you know, since, you have guys like Alpha M and How To Beast. You know, I was watching these guys when I was in grade 8 trying to improve my confidence. So I would say I've got a bit of skin in the game when it comes to observing and even being a part of the men's self-improvement industry. But yeah, when Andrew Tate came onto the scene, things changed big time. And I think a lot of people, what they did is that Andrew Tate's head then became the first one on the chopping block in this mutiny. Because, you know, no one wanted to be associated with the things he was saying. Obviously, you know, it's up to you what you think about Andrew Tate. And yeah, there's mixed advice out there from him. You know, he said a lot of things that definitely, you know, I wouldn't agree with. And that's why people do tend to distance themselves from him. But, you know, with all that controversy that came around his name, his head was first up in that block. And many, even the biggest self-improvement YouTubers like Hamza and like First Man, sort of distanced themselves away from Andrew Tate and anything to do with him. And sort of, they didn't claim him, you know. The men's self-improvement industry didn't claim Andrew Tate as much for the sake of its own reputation. People in the industry saw that if they tried to claim him and you know, and stand by him, you know, there was definitely those loyal fans, as there always is. But as a whole, the industry said, okay, out with him, and you know, the next spot is up for who will take the top. And then guys like Hamza, you know, really took onto the scene. And, you know, Hamza's, you know, he often says that he's gotten the most men, young men, on self-improvement than almost any other person before in history. And, you know, this kind of statement is actually not too outlandish. I think he's been very influential. And you know, even Andrew Tate, again, like, regardless of what you actually think of him, was extremely influential, you know, on the young men of our generation and of 2024. So, you know, Hamza comes onto the scene and he's already starting to blow up as well. And yeah, I mean, everyone took to him. You know, his videos were amazing. Like, those, all of the full guides that he's done are extremely valuable for young guys. Same with First Man. First Man's been doing it for a long time and has been giving out pretty much, you know, the same ideas and advice for a long time. But now people are starting to realize that what he was saying is actually true, because it's starting to play out in his own life. So yeah, these are two guys who deservedly have risen to the top of the industry. But now what we're starting to see is that people are even turning on them. I will have popped up a few different images on the screen earlier of, people who are saying this. And the reason that this is happening is because there are others who are always trying to take the top position. So now that Hamza has perhaps made a couple of mistakes, I've watched a few of these videos, and what they are hugely saying is basically Hamza was in a relationship for a while, and he was saying, ah, oh, this girl is the one. He was talking about marriage and having kids and how this is what young men should be doing. Turns out now, a few months later, it's just come out, Hamza's posted a video that he's obviously no longer with this girl. And a lot of people are saying that, Hamza's a hypocrite. His advice, yeah, you can't follow it. He's changing his mind every few months. And that's a lot of the criticism that's been throwing at Hamza. And when it comes to First Man, he's got this initiative and business idea that he started recently called First Man, or the 1M House, which is basically, a group house. We've seen this kind of thing before, been implemented, but basically you pay a yearly subscription to be allowed to go to this house whenever you want, a fancy villa somewhere in Barcelona, Spain, or who knows. But yeah, you pay a subscription to be part of this, and you can, go to the house whenever it's available. The house has a certain amount of rooms, and if your name comes up, you can then go to the house, travel there, and spend a few days there. We've seen this kind of thing done before, and a lot of people are claiming that he's just running a scam, that it's not actually going to happen, and that you're going to be paying £2,000 a month or more, £2,000 a year, sorry, to actually, barely be able to go to this house. And people are saying he's scamming, he's just trying to get money out of you. And these are the kind of criticisms that are being thrown at these guys. And this is mainly because people are jumping on the very first opportunity to criticize them. And people aren't just saying, oh, that they disagree with what they're saying, but they're saying this is the end, you shouldn't listen to Hamza anymore. And what are these guys saying? They're saying, ah, listen to me instead. And I just find it funny because, having, like I said, having, been a long time benefiter of this industry, I've seen a lot of this kind of thing happen before. And the kind of people who are posting these videos, although they might have valid points, I think what they are already trying to do is just take that next top spot, and you can't blame them. But at the same time, I don't think that it's valid to just say that Hamza is finished and First Man is a scammer, when really the best piece of information and or idea that I actually heard from one of these videos, the guy was criticizing at first, but what he actually said is that at the end of the day, Hamza is a 25-year-old man. So he's still extremely, extremely young, and he's gonna make mistakes. He is, he's gonna change his mind. What he might have thought was right a year ago is maybe not the case, and his opinions are gonna change. And that's what happens when you are 25 years old, and First Man being a bit older. But at the end of the day, these guys are not gods, and anyone that you are watching in the self-improvement space is not a god. They are just another man like you, and it should be viewed that way. They're going to make mistakes. Maybe they will say some things that you don't like. But what I would say on that is that, the best advice that I'd say when it comes to consuming men's self-improvement content is that you need to pick and choose, what you like and what works for you. So you might watch a channel and that advice just really doesn't resonate with you. Then don't watch it. Like, you don't need to hate on that person and be like, oh, I completely disagree. That's not how I want to live my life. Stop posting YouTube videos. That kind of advice might work for someone. And if it doesn't work for you, then, find what does work for you. Pick and choose, and listen to, maybe different people when it comes to different things. Again, this is something that one of the, people who was criticizing was saying, is that Hamza might be a good source of advice for, finances and entrepreneurship, but when it comes to relationships, he's just not reliable. And whether or not that's the case, it's always the case that you should just pick and choose what it is that you like, and if you don't like it, just move on. You don't need to claim that these guys are finished and that they have, no right to be a part of this industry anymore. At the end of the day, these guys are people who have brought a lot of attention to the industry, and so I think that, as men in self-improvement, we should look for unity. People from outside who are completely against men's self-improvement. There's many, outside forces, media that are obviously very against this kind of advice. They don't want to see young men becoming strong, but rather want to keep them weak. And the way that they're going to break out this industry is through disunity. At the end of the day, what most channels are talking about is often the same core message. We're all striving to motivate each other and young men around us because we see so much weakness and, men falling into the wrong type of habits and, just being led astray. We want to, because we were able to be pulled out of that, we want to actually pull other young men out with us and, into this amazing space of self-improvement and, becoming the best version of yourself. And at the end of the day, if that's all our core message and we all have that same goal, then there's no need to be, calling people out and saying that they have no space to be in the industry. One thing that I just want to say is that, again, we shouldn't give a free ride or maybe a free hit to Hamza and First Man. If they do something wrong, there's definitely space to call them out, and even other people in the industry. But what I want to warn against is just this mutiny that seems to be happening, that people are just saying, put him next on the chopping block and Hamza's done. We need to find someone else. We can't listen to Hamza anymore. But at the end of the day, Hamza's just a young man and anyone in this space is going to be able to make mistakes. But yeah, that was my thoughts. Something that I definitely very passionate about and coming off of the back of the Young Men's Conference that we actually hosted just last week in Namibia. I wanted to just give my thoughts on what was happening in this industry and the state that it is currently in. And just to mandate that, we need to work together for the future of this industry to keep it something that will not be, looked down upon so much by others, but actually seen as something that is a unified area of young men who are just looking to be the best version of themselves to make the world a better place at the end of the day. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to me. Daniel, unfortunately, was not able to join me for this episode, but we'll be back with another conversation just next week. But thanks so much for taking the time. If you did enjoy, please hit like and consider subscribing to this channel. And we will see you in the next episode. Much love from BTY.